This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Celebration of Literacy 2021 continuing. Maxine Durst, one of the organizers. Maxine, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a big event happening tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do. Well, we have Celebrate Literacy at the Safari tomorrow. All Douglas County residents that have children in their cars will be allowed in free. Prior to going into the actual wildlife safari, we'll have a stand set up, and every child will receive a free book. Another way that we're trying to motivate children to read and to encourage literacy in Douglas County.
Wow. Sounds like a good time. I know you've had to do a lot of things differently this year. Some events didn't take place, but you're still getting the word out there about literacy.
We're trying. Yes, we did. We had to cancel the reading fair. We had to cancel Battle of the Books, the movie night, a lot of things that had become very important to people in Douglas County. However, we're trying to work with our new social distancing existence and keep the word out during this pandemic year.
Now, for kids, tomorrow will be a great time to get out to the safari because, A, it's free because of what your organization and both organizations are doing, Altruce International, Roseburg, and the Umpqua Literacy Council, and also the free book. And kids as well can go into the village at Wildlife Safari, too, right?
Yes, we actually have another activity in the village. Thanks for reminding me. We have a strolling story time. There'll be placards throughout the village, and they will wander along reading the story as they go.
Wow. And, of course, City of Roseburg did that in some of the parks a few months back, and that went over really well, and it ought to be a good thing tomorrow at Safari.
Right, it should, and hopefully we'll reach a different audience, perhaps some of the same people, but it's the same idea.
So you guys give out many books over the course of a year, especially this time of year. Any idea how many books you've given out so far?
Well, I know that 2 weeks ago at the giant book giveaway, they gave away 1,880 books. So they were bumper-to-bumper cars going through there. And at that particular event, why every child was able to pick their own four books that they took home with them. So we had somewhere over 400 cars go through that day.
Wow, that is a lot. Yeah, I know at one point there I went by to see what was going on and check it out, and traffic was actually backed up onto Harvard.
Yes, yeah, a short distance. I actually thought it would be backed up a little bit more. It was something that really worried me, but it worked out fine. There was no real traffic problem at all.
So your event at Wildlife Safari tomorrow, 10 to 3, what else is ahead for this special emphasis month about literacy?
Well, I just received an email that, annually, Roseburg High School's drama department has done a play emphasizing the importance of learning to read. And, of course, with the pandemic and no school at Roseburg High School and can't go to the Rose Theater, this kind of thing all had to be changed. And so what they did is they brought in 2-3 kids at a time, following social distancing. They developed a skit, and the three of them put it on, produced it and put it on, and it was taped. It was videotaped. And then another group, so that during the fall semester, while all of the students in the advanced drama class had an opportunity to take part in this activity, and then this whole month of February, the spring term kids have been doing their plays. So I heard today that that's all done. It's all on videotape, and it's going to all of the elementary schools in Douglas County the first of next week, so that before the end of Celebration of Literacy, all of the schools that want to participate will be able to view the video.
So teachers will just make some time and be able to do it with their smaller in the classrooms versus the
right.
big setting at the Rose Theater.
That's what we understand. That's what I think is going to be happening. So it's going to be the first time we've tried anything like this, and it's going to be fun to see how they react when it's over with, whether the schools prefer this kind of a method, virtual.
You have also something called One County, One Book. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's something new. It's kind of an experiment. It's being done in three areas, actually, Sutherland, Yonkala, and Riddle. The information was sent to the 7th and 8th grade language arts teachers, so it was promoted through them, and it's an optional thing. The kids can participate or not. They were to read the book New Kid by Jerry Craft, and when they get done, they're then to do some form of method of explaining how they felt about the book. They could do a book review, they could do a poster, they could do a diorama, some of them might even want to do a video, any way, any method that they wanted express themselves in. And so those are actually due to be done and at their local library, the three libraries, next Friday, the 26th. So we're kind of excited to see how this really turns out. At this stage, we don't really know anything as to what's being done in the schools. But then why they will be judged, and there's a monetary prize for the top three winners.
I understand. I understand as well. You've got things yet to come with Glendale, Reedsport, and Canyonville.
Yes, those libraries still have their events. Glendale has a book giveaway scheduled for Friday, the 26th. Canyonville is doing kind of an interesting thing. They're going to be doing some type of a scavenger hunt, and they're using the theme of Celebration of Literacy blast off with books. Somehow they're going to be doing this throughout their library and in Canyonville next or week from Saturday. Let's see. The other library is, Reedsport. Reedsport's doing something very interesting. From the beginning of the month, anytime a child went into the library, they were given a ticket. Those tickets are going into a big raffle that they'll be pulling the award winner next Friday, I think it is. And the other thing that they just notified me that they're being asking kids to read a book and do a actual review. They've got 34 kids participating, and so that's going to be exciting to watch and see how that turns out next weekend.
All right.
Most of next weekend's things center around libraries.
Perfect. And again, remind folks about the Wildlife Safari and how all that works tomorrow.
It starts at 10 o'clock, ends at 3 o'clock. Come check in at the gate like you normally would. They'll be given tickets, and then they'll then proceed to where our book giveaway is, and then on into the safari.
All right, very good. Maxine Durst, Celebration of Literacy. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for asking me.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.